Joining me in the studio this morning, I've got Candace Miller-Fossmore here with the Almost Home Animal Adoption Center. Candace, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. First, let's talk about the Almost Home Animal Adoption Center itself. You're going to give us a little history on it. I didn't even know it was around.
Yes, so we are the Henderson County Humane Society, and it was established back in 1974. About 25 years ago, they raised up enough money to open up an adoption center, and we don't get any county funding, but we are in Henderson County, so we kept the Henderson County Humane Society name, but we gave the building the name Almost Home Animal Adoption Center. That name was created by the school children in, at the time it was Union High School.
Oh, sure.
Yep. And so about 25 years ago, the adoption center was opened, and we were full to capacity with animals, with dogs and cats, and we are nonprofit and no kill. And at that time, we had an Illinois grant that paid an employee to work Monday through Friday to clean the animals, clean up after the animals. We depended on volunteers for weekend cleaning and running of errands to and from the vet office, to and from to get animal supplies, food, litter. And about 10 years ago, that grant, unfortunately, went away. And so we did not have enough community support at the time to have people help 7 days a week. So we sadly had to close. But today things are different. It's easier with social media to get support.
Sure.
And so we put the word out that we want to try to reopen, and the community support has been amazing. It's been really heartwarming. And so what we were planning on doing is raising up enough money to have two part-time employees to clean 7 days a week. That way we only depend on volunteers. I say only, but it's still going to be quite a bit of work to run the errands and help with fundraising and that sort of activity. So the community support's been really great. The middle school kids have pitched in. The high school kids have pitched in. We've had a lot of people reach out to us saying, hey, let's do this. So I really am excited. I think that we can get this done.
All right. There's an untold amount of animal lovers out there.
Oh, yes. They're everywhere.
And tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm lived in the community my entire life, like a lot of us in Henderson County. So there were a small community, about 7,500 people in the entire county, about 1,300 people in Oquaka, and that's where the Animal Adoption Center is located. And so I jumped back in a few months ago, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm pretty good with getting the word out on Facebook. So I'm in charge of our Facebook page, and that is Henderson County Humane Society's Almost Home Animal Adoption Center. And please like us and follow us, and just let us know if you can pitch in.
Social media guru is a pretty good skill to have anymore in today's society.
Yeah. It makes it very easy to gather people together and get things done.
Now, this takes money to do, so you've got a great fundraiser coming up. Tell the folks about that.
Yeah, so when word got out that we were going to try to reopen, Linda and Dennis Reeves, who run the Walking Eagle in Oquaka, reached out to us and said, hey, we've got a great space. Would you like to have a fundraiser? And we said, of course we would. Yeah. And so we started planning that just about 6 weeks ago, and we've got a lot of great things going into this fundraiser. It's going to be on March 11th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Walking Eagle. It's a $10 entry fee, which includes the meal. So we're going to have a 50-50 drawing, silent auction items, which I'll get into that in just a second, a raffle for some of those items, baked goods, and a puppy pool, which one of our volunteers was kind enough to put together. And so we're only selling 100 tickets. They're $25 a piece. The grand prize is $200. Second place is $100, and four people get their money back. But that alone, with 100 tickets sold, will raise $2,000 towards this reopening fund. And some of the things we've had donated are tickets for 34 Raceway, a lot of neat handmade things, like a Cubs wall hanging made out of reclaimed wood by Wendy's Wood Reclaimed Creations.
Oh, wow.
A bench from a shop student at West Central, a fun cat blanket, which I'm already in a battle with over a few people. It will be mine. And my husband said I cannot bring it home, so I accepted his challenge. Quite a few photographers have stepped up saying, hey, we love to do pet sessions. So lots of fun animal pictures will.
Yeah, those are getting pretty big.
Oh my gosh! I have two Great Danes. Yes. They're going to have a wedding in the spring, so I think I might need one of those pet sessions. And Scentsy items, jewelry. So we've got Jay Bloom. Jay Bloom person has been donating some stuff, and a few other people. We've got pet food from Midwestern Pet Foods here in Monmouth. They're donating a bag of cat food, a bag of dog food per month for a year. So that's about $300 per animal. And then we've got some DU prints, some Ducks Unlimited prints that have been donated, and some Jamberry nail things that have been donated. And one of my favorites that's been donated is from Whistle. So check out this company. If you have a dog that likes to wander, you need this. So it hooks onto their collar and it goes off the cell phone towers, and it sends you a notification on your phone when your pet has breached the perimeter that you've set up for them. My Great Dane, when she was younger, she wandered up to 5 miles away to hang out with other animals, humans, horses, and cows. And so when my sister, the veterinarian of the family, heard my dog had a double life, she sent me one and said, test this. And it has been amazing. So they have donated. They've heard of my dog's antics, and they have donated five transponders with a 3-month subscription each. So it's been a lot of fun to watch my dog's.
Now that's my dog's the Whistle
adventures.
Company.
Yes, Whistle.
Okay, all right, Whistle Company. Yeah. Okay.
So it's been a lot of fun.
Very cool.
And then also, so we'll have shirts for sale as well, and those are on sale all the time. So just message us if you would like one, if you'd like something special made.
Yes, right? That's a very cool shirt.
It's a heart with a dog and a cat included in the design. And this design was drawn up by a West Central student. She's a freshman, and she worked with Goff Screen Printing to get it perfected. And of course, she's my favorite because she's my daughter. So shout out to Lila Fosmore for designing. For the auction, we're going to have some artwork as well. So one of my friends, she is art professor at the University of Iowa. She's also the director of women's studies, and she's donated a print as well. So
nice. Boy, all kinds of great things going on there.
Yeah. So we just need people to show up and have fun.
Yeah.
And show us the support.
You are the fundraising chairperson, but
yes,
I
like to call myself the fundraiser.
There you go.
So we've had a battle over this. So they correct me and say fund, and I say no, fun. And my husband said I'm way too old to be calling myself the fundraiser, but I disagree.
We all got to live in the past every now and then. It looks like a great event coming up. And you have been an animal lover your whole life and come from a kind of an animal-loving family.
Yeah, so my sister's a veterinarian, and I've got we've got rescues galore at my house. My husband said I cannot bring home any more animals, but
another challenge.
I've been told that 3 cats does not make you a crazy cat lady, and having an odd number of cats is not right. So I do think I need to bring another home.
There you go.
One is a feral cat that we've been rehabilitating. So
nice.
That's a fun thing to do. Watch them come out of their shell and become a member of a family.
We have a rescue dog at our house, and you know I'm not condemning people for going out and paying ungodly amounts of money for their dogs or whatever, but you know, rescue a dog, rescue a cat, get your rescue animal.
Yeah, there are a lot out there that need good homes, and sometimes they need some extra love and some extra support to help work through some of the issues they have from being homeless or from being mistreated.
And tell us about the center itself, then.
Yeah. So we hope to get reopened in the next, I'd say we're going to need at least 6 months, if not longer, to raise that money. And then we need to continue to raise money because oftentimes shelters don't make money off of adopting animals, because the fees associated with getting an animal ready for adoption are not passed on with that adoption fee. So we're going to need to constantly replenish that bucket to make sure we've got enough money to operate. And then throughout all of this, so throughout the 25 years, we've had the spay and neuter program going as well. So people can purchase a voucher to have their animals spayed or neutered at one of our local veterinarians. We've been using Dr. Hall in Stronghurst.
Oh, yeah.
And so for $20, they can get a voucher to have a cat spayed or neutered, and then the Henderson County Humane Society covers the rest of that cost. So once a month, we get a bill from the veterinarian for those additional costs. And so for dogs, the fees run between $45 and $75. So, and if you have a large dog that's not spayed or neutered, $75 is a bargain.
Yeah.
So we've got Great Danes at my house, and anytime they need a surgery of any sort, it is very expensive.
You run with these Great Danes.
Yes, I do. I run. They mostly walk fast. So if I let them off leash, they run.
So how tall are they?
So they're well above my waist, and I'm average height, but they're about 120 pounds apiece. So I have one tethered on each side of me. So we're quite a spectacle, especially at night when we have our light up vests on. We look like a police vehicle going down the road very slowly.
That's very cool. So you're going to have maybe other fundraisers before you open up, or are you going to start with this one?
Yeah, we're going to start with this one and see what that brings in. And then this is our first attempt, first recent attempt at something of this magnitude. And so we're doing really good book work to keep track of who's donated and what that brings in, and making sure that they get credit for what they've done. So every day I'm trying to post at least one, if not two, of these donations on our Facebook page with a link to the business that's donated, so they get some attention too, and just trying to have some fun with what's been donated.
Yeah. So tell the folks where they can find your Facebook page.
Yep. So we're on Facebook. We're Almost Home. I'm sorry. We're Henderson County Humane Society's Almost Home Animal Adoption Center.
Okay.
So it's long when you put the two names together, but we need people to know where we're at. So if we just say Almost Home, they're uncertain. And so we are in Henderson County. The spay and neuter program is exclusive for Henderson County people. But once we're open, when it comes to adopting animals out, taking animals in, I don't care about borders. So we're all in this together, and I have dreams of working with WIRE, the Western Illinois Animal Rescue, here in Monmouth.
Yeah.
I would very much like to, once we get established, start working hand in hand with them, and maybe Des Moines County animal shelter as well, because we're right in between. Mm-hmm. And we're getting a lot of good support from the Burlington area too. So. Yeah.
You seem very passionate about this, and usually any folks I deal with this type of organization are very passionate about what they do.
Yeah, so there are a lot of people who care about their animals, and they care about the homeless animals, and a big project that is going to be down the line. Once we get reopened and we're well established and we feel really secure, I would like to start trying to get a separate branch of us going to help with the feral cat population problem. I think that's becoming a bigger problem across the nation. So a stray shows up in someone's yard, they start feeding it, and the next thing they know, they've got a herd. And they're not necessarily friendly animals, so in order to get them cared for, you have to use live traps. And this is where the spay and neuter program can come in handy too. So you can try to quell that population by capturing, spay and neutering. And I would like to try to rehabilitate the ones that are friendly. But some are just not going to be some you just can't tame.
Sure.
Some are just too wild at heart. but we need to help them by helping control the population, because you get too many feeding together, you end up with diseases. There has been a recent cat diagnosed in Illinois with rabies. So apparently it was an isolated incident, but you can't have that.
Right.
And my daughter, my parents were feeding, they still feed the ferals, but they have a limited, so they only set the food out a couple times a day to limit the amount of ferals they're feeding. But my daughter did get cat scratch disease. It is a real thing.
No kidding.
Yeah, so you can get that from cats. Wow. And you have a swollen lymph node. I'm also a microbiologist, so this is fascinating to me professionally.
Studying your daughter.
So she had a swollen lymph node at that site of infection, and it took her about 4 months to feel better again.
Wow.
So oftentimes it's misdiagnosed initially as mono, infectious mononucleosis, because of the swollen lymph node.
Huh.
The malaise, it has a lot of the same symptoms. So feral cats feeding, you have a herd of cats that are all feeding together, you can get disease. You can get inbreeding, which again can lead to them being susceptible to more disease. So that's a project that it's in my heart down the line.
You've got all kinds of stuff going on.
I know, there's so much we could do, only we didn't have to work, right?
Exactly. All right, hit up the details of the fundraiser.
Yep, so again, the fundraiser is going to be at the Walking Eagle in Oquaka, and the Walking Eagles is at 1002 North 7th Street. It's going to be on March 11th from 3 to 7 p.m., $10 entry fee, which includes dinner, a 50-50 raffle, a puppy pool, So contact us to get those puppy pool tickets. You do not have to be present to win. Silent auction, lots of fun raffle items, baked goods, and we will also have the lovely shirts for sale.
Nice. Folks, please show up to this because these folks really want to get this thing going, and it's going to be great down there in Aquaca. Thank you so much for coming in, Candace. Visit us again one of these days.
All right? Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You bet. Candace Miller-Fossmore, and hit up their Facebook page as well. It's got more details on there, and I'm sure pictures and other things going on with the organization.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Check out the cat blanket.
All right. Thanks, Candace.